Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
It's Melissa and Austin in the morning on US 99.
Melissa, you look perturbed.
I do?
Yeah.
What's, I am.
Yeah, what's going on?
You can read my face, yes.
I can, yeah. What's going on?
Well, Porter, it's Porter.
Of course.
Yeah, what did I mean, you added them to the list recently.
You add them to the list every week.
Yeah, what did he do now?
Yeah.
He was supposed to stop at his auto class after school yesterday, and he didn't and said he forgot, which maybe he did, but I don't believe it.
Nah, if he's a teenage boy, he didn't forget.
So, well, also, he is your son, so kind of goes
that is true. That is true.
Hey, Kyle.
Just saying. Like mother, like son.
Uh-huh. Well, anyway, so I said, that's it. I'm like, I took his phone away for the rest of the day and
smart.
Then went to Costco to grab some groceries. And when I sat in the parking lot, his phone was in the car. And I thought, So all I did was I looked at...
Wait a minute. That was a very heavy
Yes.
That was a weighted
Yes.
Meaning you went through his phone, didn't you, Derek?
Well, I looked at all the apps that he had because he's not supposed to have the TikTok app.
Okay.
And I saw the app.
Uh-oh.
So I was maybe it's just on there because he tried to put it on there one other time and I made him get off of TikTok because he's not supposed to be on it.
Sure.
Yeah.
And so I said, well, maybe it's just still sitting there. Let me tap on it, make sure it's not like on.
Yeah, like it's not like logged in or
logged
something.
Logged in. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he was logged in.
Oh, no.
Porter.
Oh, no.
Porter.
So that's the second time now. He wants that stuff so bad. You know, because everybody else has
everybody
it.
Everybody has it, Mom.
Everybody.
Especially in high school.
Yeah.
But do you allow him like other forms of social media? Like
he has
Instagram.
And he has Snapchat.
Well, Instagram just had, they have that the new teen like safeguards now too.
Yeah, which by the way, I sent him because he already had an Instagram. They sent me a notification saying, "Send this to your kid. Your kid accepts it, and then you can work on." He never accepted.
Well, he probably forgot.
Well, now you got it. Yeah, that's true.
Right.
Like, just like shop class.
Just forgot. That's all.
Well, now that you got his phone, just go in and accept it.
Yeah. You got all the power.
Easy peasy. Yeah, and then you can delete TikTok while you're on it.
Right.
You know?
You know what I'm going to do when I get home.
Yeah.
I'm so annoyed.
It's all right. Look, it comes with parenting.
I was about to say, there's worse things to find on a teenage boy's phone. Just saying.
Like what, Kyle?
Yeah, what exactly do you mean, Kyle?
Nothing on my phone, I'll tell you that much.
Well, you're not a teenage boy.
I'm sorry. I got to go take a phone call.
Coming up next, we have got Melissa versus Austin, and we're going to debate the best-looking female country artist coming up next. So
I've got mine.
312-946-4995 if you want to text in your answer to the question. We're going to debate ours coming up next. The CMA Awards are a week from tonight, so in honor of that, we figured we'd touch on some of the female artists in the world and debate which one is the best looking.
Mm. Why not? Sounds like fun to me.
That's where we're going for today's Melissa versus Austin. We've got our producer Kyle in here to mediate this verbal argument. Kyle, can you lay out the ground rules for us?
Very simple. Each of you have 30 seconds to make your case why the person you picked is the most attractive female artist. And myself in the text line to 312-946-4995 will pick the winner. Now, Austin, you did win the pre-show coin flip. Would you like to go first or second?
I would like to go second because, you know, we all know first is the worst.
People have been saying that. Okay, Melissa, before we get into your argument, who is your choice for most attractive female country artist?
This was so easy for me. I picked Ella Langley.
Ella Langley. Okay, you have 30 seconds to state why Ella Langley is the most attractive female country artist. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
On your mark, get set, go.
of any country artist on stage when performing. She is like hot as a trot could be. Can't imagine. It's unbelievable. So Ella Langley, more like Ella Lovely.
More like 20 seconds.
More like.
Also, more like Ella. It's more like El Ooh La La.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. That's not just the name. That's the sound effect, of course, that everybody says as soon as they walk in the door, too. Plus, if you were to combine Stevie Nicks and Mila Kunis, you would get Ella Langley. It's like
three,
rock and roll, but hot,
two,
and still could be on the cover
one
of Vogue.
Wow.
Not bad.
I will say, Melissa, one of my favorite arguments, mainly because he did a lot of wordplay with it. So that's always a big help for me, especially the ooh la la. Austin, who are you picking for the most attractive female artist?
Well, you can't spell Lainey without ooh la la, I'm pretty sure.
Nope. I don't think you know how to spell.
That one doesn't work.
Well, I'm not good at spelling.
Don't steal my lines.
I'm going with Lainey Wilson, of course.
Okay, we did get a text on into 312-946-4995 from an 847 texter that picked Ella Langley, but I'm curious to hear your argument. Are you ready?
I think so.
Okay. On your mark, get set, go.
Listen, this isn't even a debate. It's a public service announcement. When Lainey Wilson walks into a room, the entire world stops on its axis. Mm. She can turn any cowboy's yee-haw into a yee-hubba-hubba. She's got that perfect mix of small-town charm and big-stage fire, like she's the illegitimate child of Dolly Parton and Harley Davidson. She's got that I-could-fix-your-truck-and-break-your-heart kind of energy. Her bell-bottoms have more personality than half of Nashville, and her smile could probably power the Grand Ole Opry. Face it, Lainey doesn't just turn heads. She spins them like a jukebox on her greatest hits. If her heart's like a truck, then my truck goes out to her.
Ooh, I didn't hear anything after you said my truck. I don't know what he said after that. The buzzer went off, so I technically had to stop listening.
You had to stop listening.
Again, to 312-946-4995, 773 texter saying, I agree with Mel. Ella Langley is beautiful. But another 847 texter chimed in with Austin saying, I go with Lainey. So I'm ready to make my decision here.
Ooh.
In the case of Melissa versus Austin, the best looking female country artist, I am going to go with Melissa on this one.
Yay. Come on. It's Ella Langley. Ella.
There we go.
What? Mel's drunk.
Yeah, Mel, are you good?
Ella.
Melissa?
Austin?
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Let's play some ones.
Gotta
go. One's Gotta Go, of course, is powered by our friends at Arnold Electrical Services. Zzzt. Get your text messages into our text line 312-946-4995. Send us a couple of options that you think would be difficult to pick between, and we're going to tell you which ones gotta go.
Mm. Who do we have on the line?
Let's go to our friend, Jessica in Elmwood Park. Jessica, how are you this morning?
Doing good, bright and early.
Well, thank you for joining us for One's Gotta Go. You ready to get going?
I'm ready.
All right.
Hey, Kyle.
Okay, this one from a 708 texter. One's got to go living underwater for the rest of your life or living in a volcano for the rest of your life? Jessica, which one's got to go?
Ooh, I would say living underwater.
Why is that?
I don't know. I prefer the heat.
Well, that's very hot.
Yeah. Well, look, on a day like today, though, I'll take the heat, too.
I was about to say, Austin, which one are you going with?
Yeah.
Underwater?
Yeah, underwater's got to go. Mm-hmm. Give me the living by the heat.
Melissa?
Really? The heat's got to go, and it's not for a temperature reason. The volcano thing, it's because of the beauty of under the ocean. Do you know what you would see day in and day out?
Good point.
You sound
be
like
gorgeous.
You romanticize it like you're Little Mermaid or something.
You don't know my past life.
What?
Wait, what?
Are we finding out you're a mermaid?
How do you know I wasn't?
I think the first rule of mermaids is you're not supposed to talk about it. It's that or Fight Club. I get those two movies confused a lot.
Sure.
From a 630 texter, fitting as we get closer to Thanksgiving, one's got to go pumpkin pie or pecan pie, Jessica?
Pecan pie's gotta go.
Why is that?
Pumpkin pie is just a classic. You have to keep the pumpkin.
Yeah.
Good point. Melissa?
Yeah, I'm not a pumpkin pie girl. I don't know.
Oh,
but pecans, you know?
Yeah, that's what I've been saying for years.
Everybody says that. So I'm gonna say the pumpkin pie's gotta go and I'm taking the pecan pie.
You're a monster.
What?
We should do a one's got to go for, is it pecan pie or pecan pie? Either way, they're going.
No,
they're both going. Give me the pumpkin pie.
I think either way is fine. Pecan or pecan.
I say pecan. Let's call the whole thing off.
Okay, Jessica, last one just for you today from a 708 texter. One's got to go. Having to sit at a desk for 8 hours at work while it's 50 degrees or having to work in 90-degree heat. Which one's got to go?
Oof.
Sitting at a desk in 50. I still go with it.
You're still going
warm.
With it.
I love it. I love that. She loves the heat.
Jessica. Committed. You are committed.
Birds of a feather, Jessica. I respect it so much. Give me the heat all day, every day.
I was about to say the reason I picked Jessica was because she liked the heat. She could handle the heat of One's Gotta Go.
Clearly.
It's Melissa and Austin here on US 99, Chicago's country station. Kyle, what did you say to someone you didn't even know?
Okay, so it's not that big a deal, but I called somebody a deadbeat dad and I didn't know
you
them.
Called somebody a deadbeat dad?
This is who we employ.
It's a joke. First of all, if either one of you take a joke too far, it's one of you. So I was with some friends this past weekend up in Detroit. It was a very lovely time. It was my brother-in-law and a family friend, and we were having a great time. And we may or may not have been drinking for about 7 hours at this point. When our family friend invited one of his buddies out to the bar because they live in Detroit. And earlier in the day, he had brought up, oh, my friend Dan is going to join us. Dan has two kids. And then tells us this joke about, oh, yeah, his wife called him a deadbeat dad once, so I've called him that. Ha, ha, ha. Great. We're all laughing and having a great time.
Oh, no.
Dan walks into the bar. We cheer for Dan, by the way, as if he's like coming home from war. It's our first time meeting this guy. Again, drinking for 7 hours.
Which I'm pretty sure how every Kyle story starts.
Yeah, you know what? I'm sorry. I like to have a good time. And as he's coming up, my brother-in-law and I look at him and go, deadbeat dad. And he stares blankly at us.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
And he's like, what? And we're like, yeah, you're the deadbeat dad. And he's like, okay. And then I look over at our family friend who just goes, like, you can kind of see his face drop because he realized, oh, I shouldn't have either told them that or I mistook that joke. And he kept apologizing. Well, we kept calling the other guy a deadbeat dad.
Oh my God. Calling him that anyway.
You know what? Once you double down on the deadbeat dad, you got a triple, quadruple.
You do
got
to double down.
You're all in. You're all in on deadbeat dad.
You could have just started calling him deadbeat Dan.
Damn it.
What?
That was good.
You could.
That was really good.
What's his name?
Hey, Austin, can you build a time machine? Go back to Saturday, tell me that joke, and then I could use it?
I could, but I too am a deadbeat dad. So. Coming up next, we have got the Nashville Know-It-All. Veronica in Crystal Lake is going to try her hand at beating me in some country music trivia, but look, spoiler warning, she's not going to.
Oh, come on. You're so cocky. You don't know. You almost lost last week.
Yeah, almost. Nobody's beaten me yet.
Someone's going to beat you soon.
Nobody's going to
beat me. One of these days.
Maybe some deadbeat dad out there will.
Yeah, maybe, but probably not. It's Melissa and Austin.
It's time now to see if you can beat the Nashville Know-It-All. Let's take it to the host with the most, the pride and joy of Portage, Miss Melissa McGurran.
It's time to play Austin, the Nashville Know-It-All, for your chance to win $500. We're going to meet today's contestant. It's Veronica in Crystal Lake. Hi, Veronica.
Hello.
Are you ready to take down Austin, the Nashville Know-It-All, for $500?
Hope so.
Woo, good. Yeah. Me too.
Hope is all you got
game. Don't even talk to her like that. She's my best friend. All right, you need to tell Austin to get out of here.
Get out of here.
Okay.
Get out of here. Fine. Listen to Veronica and Crystal Lake. That's Melissa's best friend.
I'm going home and going back to bed.
You shouldn't do that. You got to come back in a few minutes.
Oh, isn't he annoying, Veronica?
Yeah, he's the worst.
He's the worst. I don't know if he's the worst.
Good answer.
Veronica, here's how the game works. I've got five country trivia questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. And if you tie, it goes to Austin. Are you ready?
I am.
Question number one. Bailey Zimmerman has gone on his social saying he wants a wife. Maybe he can get one now because he just said he got what dental procedure done?
Teeth whitening.
Question number two. After filing for divorce from Keith Urban in September, sources say Nicole Kidman has no plans to move out of Nashville. Which Chicago venue did Keith Urban play in just before his divorce announcement?
Oh, where was he? Sh- shoot. I don't know if this is right. I'm going to say Wrigley Field.
Now, question number three. Megan Maroney is officially in her pink era as she prepares to drop her new album, Cloud Nine. What color, according to her hit song in 2023, was she willing to wear for her man, even though in Georgia they call it a sin?
Orange.
Question number four. Ashley McBride recently teamed up with Eric Church to open a brand new bar in Nashville. What article of clothing have Ashley's fans been known to throw on stage?
Oh, this I do not know. I'm just going to say a t-shirt.
And question number five. Zach Brown is paying homage to his late friend, Jimmy Buffett, by teaming up with the Margaritaville to create the first artist-curated music venue at sea. Which Zach Brown band song featuring Jimmy Buffett doubles as the name of the new venue?
I have no idea. No idea.
All right, let's bring Austin back in.
Boo!
Boo! Get in here.
We loved when you weren't here. Oh,
Veronica, how'd you feel like you did there?
Oh, not as good as I wanted to do.
Well, Austin, Veronica got one correct.
All right, Veronica, making it easy for me on a Wednesday.
Leave Veronica alone. These are some tough questions.
Thank you, Veronica.
No, don't worry, Veronica. He missed a whole slew of them last week.
Yeah.
I missed two questions ever.
That's not true. Here we go. Question number one. Bailey Zimmerman has gone on his social saying he wants a wife. Maybe he can get one now because he just said he got what dental procedure done?
I'm smiling while I say this. He got veneers, Mel.
That is correct. Veronica said whitening.
Veneers is a type of whitening in a sense.
Well, you do end up probably with whiter teeth.
Exactly. So she wasn't really wrong, but yeah.
But it's still wrong. All right. It is 1-0 Austin. After filing for divorce from Keith Urban in September, sources say Nicole Kidman has no plans to move out of Nashville. Which country venue did Keith Urban play in just before his divorce was announced?
He played in the United Center.
That is correct. Now it is 2-0 Veronica. She said Wrigley. Question number three. Megan Maroney is officially in her pink era as she prepares to drop her new album, Cloud Nine. What color, according to her hit song in 2023, was she willing to wear for her man, even though in Georgia they call it a sin?
Yeah, this is a color I absolutely despise, having grown up in Nashville. It's Tennessee orange.
Dang. Oh, boy, you got that one right, too.
If he just said orange, wasn't going to give it to him.
Really?
Yeah, I was going to give it to Veronica, but not him.
It's got to be Tennessee orange. It's not like it's an Illinois orange, right?
ILL Stop just got it. A big win.
Actually, Veronica, you got that one right. It was orange, so it's 3-1 Veronica. Question number four. Ashley McBride recently teamed up with Eric Church to open a brand new bar in Nashville. What article of clothing have Ashley's fans been known to throw on stage?
I love Ashley McBride. I'm going to go with a brassiere.
It is. Gosh darn it, Austin. Darn it. You were missing them a lot more before.
I missed two questions ever. Guys, I'm a know-it-all, not know-it-some.
Question number five. Zach Brown is paying homage to his late friend Jimmy Buffett by teaming up with Margaritaville to create the first artist-curated music venue at sea. Which Zach Brown band song featuring Jimmy Buffett doubles as the name of the new venue?
Let me see here. It's a song that I absolutely love. A song by the title of Same Boat.
I hate this game.
What?
Oh, gosh. Veronica, he got all five
right. I got them all right again?
Veronica dropped off. Veronica was so angry, she just left.
What?
Oh, well, then we don't even get to hear her say the line.
Ugh.
Oh, man.
Well, you know what?
Who's going to say the line?
I'll say it,
I guess.
You both
got to say it at the same time.
Because, right. 5-1.
Yeah.
Oof, ouchie, that hurt.
Let me hear it, guys.
I'm Kyle.
And I'm Melissa.
And we're speaking for Veronica.
And Austin
is still the Nashville know-it-all.
Oh, that feels so good to hear. We should do this again tomorrow.
Well, we should. Should, but I hope you lose. Now your record is 8-0. Try your hand at winning the Nashville Know-It-All this same time tomorrow to win $500 on Melissa and Austin.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Melissa?
Austin.
You want to get some great news?
I most certainly do. It is time for the Great at Eight, which is brought to us by Affinity Whole Health. Lose weight like me. You're also going to feel great. Go to feelgreatillinois.com.
And it's a great day to be alive. I know the sun's still shining when I close my eyes.
Today we've got a very special Great at Eight because we are joined in studio by Julie Yurko, the CEO of Northern Illinois Food Bank. Julie, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me. Glad to be here.
Boy, we need you. Yeah. This is the good news, is that we get to talk to you.
That's right.
So that we can all figure out how we can help Food Bank.
Yeah, so in a nutshell, explain to us what the Northern Illinois Food Bank is.
Sure. At Northern Illinois Food Bank, we believe in full bellies. We want every man, woman, child, senior to have the food they need to thrive. So we work in partnership with over 900 feeding sites across 13 counties. We cover the suburbs of Chicago, and we make sure that our neighbors get fresh, nutritious groceries for them and their families.
I thought what was interesting, too, is that obviously the food bank is needed, but needed more now than it ever has, even since COVID.
So true, so true. We saw during COVID a huge increase in need, as everybody knows.
Sure.
Then it was followed by inflation, and the need kept rising. Now, with SNAP benefits not being paid in November, we're seeing our highest numbers ever.
Oh, my gosh.
Sadly, more than 600,000 people are coming to our network right now needing help.
And that's higher than it ever was during COVID, during inflation, during any of those times.
That is correct. The highest we hit in COVID was 600,000.
Oh, my goodness.
We've been sitting around 570,000 visits, and we're already at 610,000 visits for October.
Oh, my gosh.
And in the first week in November, we've seen a 26% increase over that.
Okay. And you focus on all the suburbs, correct? Not just the city of Chicago. It's everywhere on the outside.
Yes. So we are a partner food bank with Greater Chicago Food Depository that covers the city of Chicago. We cover all the suburbs. We go out past Rockford into Stevenson County.
Oh, wow. Okay.
We go all the way south to Kankakee County.
And okay. And how many people does that cover, you said?
So for us, we're serving over 600,000 people a month right now. Last year, we provided over 93 million meals to those families.
Oh, that's amazing.
So how can someone in their car, wherever they may be, how could they help out, if at all? And because we have a very generous listening audience here at US 99. Whenever we ask for things, they go above and beyond. So how can they help the Northern Illinois Food Bank?
Sure. I absolutely love that. And I will tell you, one of the things I say is every day we get to see the goodness of others. Yeah. There are so many ways to step up and be a part of the food bank family. You can go to solvehungertoday.org. You can click on the button to donate. Every dollar you give us, we'll turn that into $8 worth of groceries for our neighbors. Right now, we have a community response fund because of the SNAP crisis. There's also a volunteer button. You can click on that. We have over 1,000 volunteer opportunities every week.
Nice.
Every week. We have opportunities. We have distribution centers in Lake Forest, Joliet, Geneva, Illinois, and Rockford, Illinois. And then, of course, we always encourage you to get involved. Use your voice. You can sign up for our advocacy alerts. And most importantly, if you know someone who needs help, please tell them to go to our website, solvehungertoday.org. There is a Get Groceries button, and we can help make sure that that friend, that family member gets the food that they need.
And is that something that will show them where they can go to the food banks to go pick up food?
Absolutely. You click on the Get Groceries, you put in your zip code or your city,
okay,
and it will direct you to a program or a food pantry in your area.
It's Melissa and Austin here on US 99, Chicago's country station, and we're joined in studio by Julie Yurko, the CEO of Northern Illinois Food Bank. And Julie, I've heard that the food bank can turn $1 into $8 worth of groceries.
That's true.
As a person who loves to save money and spread a dollar,
right?
How do you do that?
Sure. So if you think of us like a food distribution company,
okay,
the majority of the food that is brought to us mm-hmm. is not purchased. It's actually donated.
Oh, okay. Nice.
You think of manufacturers, they have a product.
Sure.
My favorite story is the Butterfinger candy bar that had too much chocolate on it. Boo-hoo.
Yeah.
So they couldn't send it out to market, and so they gave it to us. But more likely, we're going to get canned goods that might be slightly dented.
Okay.
We might get some really great cereal that's coming up on a Best Buy date, not sure. a Use By date.
Yeah,
Best
right.
Buy date.
Yeah. I try yeah. and explain that to my wife all the time. It's the Best Buy. It's not Used By.
It's a marketing ploy. It really yeah. is. My friends in manufacturing, but it's true. So we get donated food to us. So all we're paying for is moving food.
Okay.
We're not actually paying to purchase food.
Okay.
Now, we do purchase a lot of food. In fact, this year I'm anticipating we're going to purchase between $18 and $20 million worth of food.
Oh, yikes.
And that's to make up the difference.
Oh, so yeah.
Products we're not getting yeah. that our neighbors need, things that we really want them to have, fresh produce, proteins, and dairy.
Sure.
We'll buy that. So that's definitely more expensive for us, but that's how we can stretch our dollars.
Yeah, right.
Donated food.
And then I also read, do you have a mobile organization, like for people, like how does that work? What is that?
So we believe that you need to have lots of different ways to distribute food to reach everybody.
Okay.
So we have food pantries where you can come in and shop. We also have mobile markets, and that's where we're going to bring a truck to a location and folks can drive through. We'll usually have about 7 to 9 items, and we'll put those items right in their car. It's for the working mom who doesn't have a lot of time.
Yeah.
So they can quickly come through. We've been doing a lot more of those this month since SNAP benefits ended.
Okay.
We actually have one coming up this weekend in Elgin for families in need.
Oh, there you go.
Yep. But my favorite, if I'm allowed to say that, is we have an online food pantry. It's called My Pantry Express.
Oh, nice.
You can go online. You can place an order, choose the groceries you want. We have over 20 pickup locations, including Walmart stores.
And wow.
Fleet.
Yeah.
Look at you
or
guys go.
You can have it delivered for free by DoorDash.
Wow.
What?
Oh, my God.
Is that a new
That's
is
incredible.
That a new thing that you're
we
doing?
We started in 2018, and we've been expanding it ever since.
Wow.
It's for the person who can't get out of their home.
Yeah.
Many people don't have mobility or they don't have transportation.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
It's also for the person, and I feel this, having been a person in need in the past, is for the person who might feel a little shame and needing to come out.
Sure,
and
right. Because I'm sure
so
that's a
very
hard.
Very anonymous.
Oh,
so we want to reach everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody needs a little help every day. Me too. You too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Happens to everybody. It's such
that.
A shame. Well, we can't even think like any other organization that is as good as giving food as the food bank. All the work you guys do and all the different people that you reach, and now all the different ways for people to get their food.
Yeah.
They can pick it up. They can have it delivered. They can put orders online.
Yep.
You know, the mobile thing. It's amazing.
So, go ahead.
There are customers, right?
Yeah, right.
The person who needs a little help today is our customer. And we want to build a system, a charitable food system, that meets all of their needs. I'm not allowed to say it, but it's like a kick butt.
Yeah.
System, right?
Sure.
Like
it is.
We want a kick butt system.
It is.
For all of our neighbors in Northern Illinois.
I
that's
love
incredible.
That. Now, for someone that wants to help out, would you say it'd be better for them to donate or to volunteer or either or? Is there a better way to get involved?
No, I think that's based on who they are and what they might have to give today. I would say for us right now, given that we're investing an additional $4 million in purchase food for the month of November, that if you have the capacity, if you're able to invest in our work, we'd really appreciate that. Donating to the Community Response Fund would be very, very helpful to us.
Okay, so that's solvehungertoday.org, correct?
That's
okay,
it.
Got it.
Nice, Mel.
I know, I was like, it is .org, right?
Yeah.
Making sure it's .org.
.org.
And as you told us during the Graded 8, that it is, you are at a need greater now than ever, more than inflation, more than COVID even. And so any help is will go a long way. You can go to our stories at US 99 Mornings on Instagram. We've got the link there for you to for ways to help out and everything. Julie, this has been such a treat for us. We appreciate you coming in, and we admire the work that you're doing in the Chicagoland area, and we think that we cannot shout it out loud enough.
Yeah, what you do, the whole thing, it's pretty incredible. The amount of people now that you also have to take care of, and that continues to grow. I'm sure that's feels heavy, but if we all can get together and we can all donate a few bucks, whatever you can afford, whether it's $5 or $50, go to savehungertoday.org and put in a few bucks and help somebody in need.
Julie, thank you so much. This has been such a treat for us.
Thank you for being part of the solution and giving us hope. I really appreciate
it. Oh my gosh.
Of
course. We're so happy to do it.
Yeah. Anything you guys need, let us know. Yeah. We're happy to help. And all of our listeners are happy to help, as
love
I'm sure
it.
You'll probably see very, very soon.
Yes. Terrific. Thank you all so much.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Thank you.
Melissa, you went to donate something and you were turned away?
I was turned away. I went to donate something at Goodwill, which I do quite often because, you know, I like to organize, clear out my closet.
Sure, yeah. And I would want to turn most of that stuff away,
hey,
too.
Stop it.
It's all from Temu.
I put something in my car, fit in my car, by the way, and I pulled up and I opened the trunk, the back hatch, and the guy goes, yeah, we're not taking that.
And right said, away, yeah. Like just immediately.
Wait. Immediately.
Can we guess what it is?
Of course you can.
Wait, I'm trying to think what they would turn away. Did you try to give away Porter?
Sometimes I wish. Yeah, they won't take humans.
Oh, dang.
So that's true. But that's not what I was trying to give away. Let me give you one hint first and see if you can get it. It's large and round.
A beanbag chair.
Me after Thanksgiving.
Oh, nice. Either of those?
No.
No? Okay.
Soft and cushy.
Yeah, me after Thanksgiving.
Can I say beanbag chair?
Yeah, me after Thanksgiving. I don't know. We're still there.
Soft and cushy.
You sit on it.
Beanbag chair.
Me after Thanksgiving.
Here's a bigger clue. Not a mama, but it's a papa.
Papa's on chair. A papa's on chair.
Close enough. Papa's on cushion.
What's a papa?
Wait, the cushion?
Did you say Papa John cushion?
Papa what is John.
Papa San.
That's a pizza.
They take pizza, I'm sure.
Wait.
A Papa's on cushion.
First of all, love Papa's on chairs.
I do too.
Oh my gosh. I got one in middle school from Pier 1.
What are they? I'm still confused.
They're either the chairs that are made out of wicker.
They're like a satellite dish that you like sit in.
Those big, large, round cushions.
They're not around as much anymore.
No, you don't. But I have one that hangs from the ceiling and swings.
Ooh. Oh. Was it on your porch?
No, it's in the spare room.
But you weren't giving away the swing. You were giving away just the cushion.
I got a new cushion because the other one's like 10 years old.
He's like, yeah, so no, lady, I don't know what you're thinking.
I thought they're going to take a cushion. I mean, that's great for a dog bed, you know, something like that. And it folds, it's not heavy, and they would not take the Papa's on cushion.
Well, Melissa, in my mind, I could see you fighting with the person and being like, this would make a great dog, but let me lay in
like
it and I'll show
QVC,
you.
Going off QVC, trying to like give all the sales points.
You should have seen the look I gave him when he said he wouldn't take it. I go, why? I said that.
Are we sure the guy isn't a big fan of the show? Maybe he knows the flea issues that you're dealing with?
Yeah,
I was like,
probably
my bad boy had fleas on it.
That was in the one room that didn't have fleas, by the way.
Oh, yeah, that's what they all said.
The one room that the fleas would not go into.
I'm saying it wasn't. They wouldn't take it.
Yeah, Mel's doing like demonstrations there on the good sidewalk at Goodwill.
If anybody wants it, it's in the front yard now.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, a little Papa's on cushion. Who doesn't want it? If it's 8:35, then that must mean one thing. It's time for the 5 at 8:35. Brought to you by our friends at Treetime Christmas Creations in Lake Barrington. Visit treetime.com. Joining us today are our dear friends Deanna in Chicago and Ashley in Oswego. Ashley, why don't you say hello to Deanna?
Hello, Deanna.
Hello.
Okay, guys, you are up for tickets to go see Chris Young at the Rialto Square Theater, November 21st, courtesy of Black River Entertainment. With the 5 at 8:35, we've got five country questions. The rule to the game is that your name is your buzzer. Do you both feel ready?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. All right.
Well, I hope you're ready.
Yeah, it's good enough for us.
Don't worry. It'll be fine.
With all that said, let's play. Question number one. Eileen is the birth name of what Canadian country singer known for the song You're Still the One?
Ooh.
3 seconds.
Ashley.
Oh, I'm sorry. Didn't get it in time. We were looking for Shania Twain.
Question number two. What country artist wants you to bury him in Georgia?
Oh, shoot.
3 seconds.
Ashley.
Ashley.
Kane Brown.
Is it Kane Brown?
Oof.
It is.
Just made it.
Ashley's on the board, 1-0. Question number three. According to the Kenny Chesney hit song, his favorite place to be is here and when?
Ooh.
3 seconds.
Here and now? Oops, Ashley.
Ashley.
Is it here and now?
Is it here and now? It is.
Wow.
Ashley's got a 2-0 lead.
All right, Deanna, you're going to need to try to get in there, okay?
Yeah.
You got to get these next two to send it to a bonus. Here we go. Question number four.
What country artist fan club is called No Shoes Nation?
3 seconds.
Oh, Ashley.
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 Is it Kenny Chesney?
Is it Kenny Chesney? It is. Oh. Ashley, you're going to Chris Young.
Yay. Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Deanna, are you there?
I am.
You know we have more chances tomorrow.
Yeah, we will.
And Friday win these tickets. You want to try to call back?
Yeah.
Okay. You don't sound like you do, but maybe you'll change your mind and then you will.
It's all right. Just got to do a little brushing up on that country music trivia and you'll be right in.
I do.
Well, thanks for playing, Deanna.
Thank you. Of course.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.